Good morning, everybody. It's good to be in the house of the Lord with you today. Welcome to any visitors that are here with us. We're glad to have you here as well. Today is a special day. We're welcoming our new Christian Ed Director, Emily Wickner, who will be installed here this morning. A special thank you to Mark and Bob in the back, Linda, who will be leading us in song this morning, and also Jason on the organ. A few announcements. For the month of September, we will continue the schedule that we've been doing for the last couple months, 9 a.m. traditional inside the sanctuary, and then 11 o'clock outside, and we'll hope that the weather stays good for us in the month of September. But beginning September 9th, we will offer drive-through communion on Wednesdays from 5 until 6. That will happen on the side doors over here, and we're trying to do a process that will keep everyone safe for as we get going on that. We know it's been a long time since we've partaken in the gift of Holy Communion. Confirmation, if you have returning students for that, will be only for the kids that are returning. Those that would have been new this fall, we will postpone starting those kids until 2021 in case we have to go online. That'll help with some of the challenges of that. There's information about new carpeting that we're trying to get in here as well. And then Wednesday evening worship to resume September 30th. So that's the same night that the kids will begin in person. So I invite you to turn to that announcement sheet. Our service for today is located on your email and also on Facebook if you'd like to turn to that now. And I believe it's up on the screen as well. So we'll begin our service with the installation of Emily. So I invite Emily to come forward and also Beth.
After prayerful deliberation, we of St. Olaf Lutheran Church have appointed Emily Wickner to serve in the position of Christian Education Director.
Our Lord Jesus, who came among us as a servant, calls us to faith and life of loving service to our neighbor. You come among us as one invited to render a particular service, a gift from God, to inspire us to love and good works. Emily, in the presence of this assembly, will you commit yourself to this new trust and responsibility in the confidence that it comes from God? If so, answer, I will, and I ask God to help me.
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you carry out this ministry in accordance with the Holy Scriptures, with the confessions of the Lutheran Church, and in harmony of the constitutions of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America? Will you be diligent in your study of the Holy Scriptures and faithful in your use of the means of grace and in prayer?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Trusting in God's care, will you seek to grow in love for those you serve, strive for excellence in your skills, and adore the gospel of Jesus Christ with a godly life?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Almighty God, who has given you the will to do these things, graciously give you the strength and compassion to perform them.
I invite you to stand as you're able, and Emily, if you can turn and face them. People of God, will you receive Emily into this ministry as one sent to serve in the Church of Jesus Christ? If so, answer, we will, and we ask God to help us. We will, and we ask God to help us. Will you pray for her, help and honor her for her work's sake, and in all things strive to live together in peace and unity of Christ? If so, answer, we will, and we ask God to help us.
We will, and we ask God to help us.
Emily, I now declare to you, installed as our Christian Ed Director, Almighty God, bless you and direct your days and your deeds in peace, that you may be a faithful servant of Christ. Amen. Let us pray. O God of wisdom, in your goodness you provide faithful teachers for your church. By the Holy Spirit, you have called Emily to your ministry of witness and service and teaching. Give her and all teachers insight into your word, Holy lives as examples to us all, and the courage to know and do the truth in every circumstance, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
People of God, I present to you Emily, your Christian Education Director. Let us welcome her in the name of Christ.
Thank you.
We continue with confession and forgiveness. Yeah. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your Spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. of God and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. With you. Let us pray. O God, with all your faithful followers of every age, we praise you, the rock of our life. Be our strong foundation and form us into the body of your Son, that we may gladly minister to all the world through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have all the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is in serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Word of God, word of life. That was really the second lesson. This is the first lesson. From the book of Isaiah, chapter 51, beginning at verse 1. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut and to the quarry from which you were hewn. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who gave you birth. When I called him, he was only one man, and I blessed him and made him many. The Lord will surely comfort Zion, and he will look with compassion on all her ruins. He will make her deserts like Eden, her wastelands like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of singing. Listen to me, my people. Hear me, my nation. Instruction will go out from me. My justice will become a light to the nations. My righteousness draws near speedily. My salvation is on the way, and my arm will bring justice to the nations. The islands will look to me and wait in hope for my arm. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, look at the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants die like flies. But my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail. Word of God, word of life. May we rightly understand and boldly apply God's word.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My best friend called the other day to ask, "Do you know a Michael Ryder?"
Yeah.
No, I don't think that I do. Why? Are you sure that there isn't a Michael Ryder from your church in Illinois? I don't remember one. Why? Well, I received a wedding present in the mail from a guy named Michael in Florida, and I do not know him. Maybe someone's trying to be nice, I ask her. She responds, "Well, that could be, but isn't it weird? It was an item from our wedding registry." I agree. It is weird when people are nice, especially lately. "What was the gift?" I ask her. "One of those water hose things, you know, the kind that wraps your hose around with the crank. I don't know if those have an official name." "Take it as a gift of grace," I tell her. "I read an article that some are going out of their way to purchase items off of people's bridal registries because they feel bad that couples are having their wedding in a pandemic. A random act of kindness, if you will." Who really is Michael Ryder, besides a generous, nice guy with good taste on a new water hose holder? Come to find out that Michael Ryder is her fiance's friend of a friend who is a distributor at Amazon. Weird, right? Who do others say you are? Are you kind? Are you generous? Are you stubborn?
Are you lovable? Are you mean? Are you quick-witted? Are you feisty? Are you funny? Are you trustworthy? Are you cynical? Are you motivated? Are you lazy? Are you smart? What do others say you are? You've overheard it at the grocery store, haven't you? Hey, do you know so-and-so? And that's like the immediate point with which folks have a response that's either nice or not. Who is this guy anyways? Now, what about when the person in question is you? Who do others say you are, and do you care? I heard it said this way, and it was beneficial hearing this. What other people are saying about you is not your business. It's a little direct, maybe kind of harsh, but now who does God say that you are? God sees the heart and loves all of it. If you're harsh, God wants to soften you. If you're lonely, God wants to comfort you. If you are joy-filled, God wants to give you more joy. God sees the whole world in his hands, takes a good hard look, and replies, all of it, all of us are loved. And this is good news in the rough parts of us that need that extra tending and repair. God sees us as children in need of love. No questions asked, each and every one of us. This person is someone that God loves in Jesus' name. That's the scene of our gospel. Jesus hears the whispers in the grocery line, so he asks his disciples, who do the people say that I am? What do others say about me? What are they chit-chatting about Jesus? And the answers are short and simple. Jesus is John the Baptist. He's Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. They don't understand yet. So Jesus asked again, yeah, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter, like a good student, raises his head in response, you are the Messiah. In other words, you're the one, you are the Christ. And Peter commands Jesus and says, commends him and says, blessed are you, Peter. And on Peter, Jesus will build the church. Who do people say Jesus is? And who do we say Jesus is? Who we say Jesus is our testimony. It is the rock on which we build the church and our witness where we put our energy, our emotions, our giftedness. That's the church that Christ is building here in us. So who do we say Jesus is? And who is Jesus to us? It's St. Olaf. Any one of us can say Jesus is Christ. That's easy. The words are easy. But can you find the spark of the Spirit, then the enthusiasm, the zeal for Christ? The Spirit's energy in Christ is what matters the most. There was once a woman, a story of a woman who was very ill, and she was at her home dying of AIDS. Like many who die from illnesses that ostracize them, she was alone, depressed, and discouraged. Who is this woman anyways? The woman's friend was so concerned about her that she called a priest to come in and visit the woman. Now, I can tell you from personal experience that it doesn't always work out so well when someone calls the minister to visit someone else. But in this case, it actually did work. The woman candidly told the priest, "Look, I've made such a mess of my life. I've made so many mistakes. How could God ever forgive me?" The priest listened, and he said to her, God can forgive anyone, anytime. We just have to trust it, receive it, let it come close to us. The woman said, I think that I'm beyond believing it. And at that moment, the priest happened to notice that on the woman's dresser was a picture of a young girl. She looked to be maybe 12 years old, and he asked the woman, "Who is that girl in the picture?" And for the first time in their conversation, the woman smiled and said, "Oh, that's my daughter. She's the only beautiful thing that I have left in my life." And the priest said, "And if your daughter made some mistakes and did some things that were wrong, and she was hurting and broken, wouldn't you forgive her? Wouldn't you come close to her and still love her? Wouldn't you still want to be in her life?" The woman whispering now said, "Yes. Yes, of course." And then the priest made this wonderfully astute theological connection. He said, "I want you to know that God has a picture of you, and God still loves you, and you are not alone." That is Christ's spirit of love. Who do you say Jesus is? Jesus can forgive anyone, anytime. We put our trust in it, we receive it. Let Jesus come close to us. In the last 2 weeks, I've received phone calls early in the morning from two mothers. The first was from Pam. Her son Eric, age 45, had heart problem one morning, and they had to fly him to Des Moines. Pam and her family ask that all of you at St. Olaf continue to pray for her, pray for Eric, pray for God's healing upon him. The next call was from Marcia about her son Chad, who was in a terrible motorcycle accident. She said, "Send out the big prayers." That was her request. He too was taken by helicopter to Des Moines, so please remember Chad in your prayers and lift him up, trusting that Jesus is the one who hears us. Why do folks call our church office or me asking for individual prayer requests? Because we believe that Jesus is the healer, the source of all goodness and light. That is who Jesus is. We put our trust in it. We receive it. We let Jesus come close to us, and he meets us in those dark places. One song goes like this: "Jesus, you are a way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are." Who do you say Jesus is? Every time we treat a person with dignity and respect, anytime we bring them compassion, every time we are there for someone who is hurting and broken, every time we pray for others, every time we offer love as a way of life, Christ's love continues in the world. There is a Jewish tale about a rabbi asking his students how they can tell a new day has dawned. One student said, "Well, you can tell it is a new day when there is enough light to see the difference between an apple tree and a pear tree." The rabbi said, "That's a good answer, but that's not the right answer." Another student said, "Rabbi, you can tell it's a new day when you can look down the road and tell whether the animal up ahead is a fox or a dog." Again, a good answer, but not the right answer. The rabbi then looked at his students, paused for a long time, and finally said, "It is a new day when there is enough light that allows you to see the face of another human being, and looking upon that face, you see your brother or your sister. Until that happens, it is still night." It is a new day every time we can see the face of Christ in another human being. We put our trust in Christ, we receive him, and we ask that the Lord come close. Who do others say you are? Who does God say you are? Who do others say Jesus is? Who do we say Jesus is? It's a new day. Take a look around you. Go on. We are the faces of Christ, your masks and all. We pray that the light may shine some more so that we can see the face of Christ in one another. Amen. I invite you to stand as you're able for our hymn of the day. Let us confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We continue with the prayers of intercession. I will say, Lord, in your mercy, and your response will be, hear our prayer. Made children and heirs of God's promise, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Holy One, you bring your people together in worship. Enliven your church. Guide all evangelists, preachers, prophets, and missionaries who seek to share your love through word and deed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You provide water for thirsty ground and sunshine to feed hungry plants. Bless all who advocate for healthy forests, unpolluted air, and clean waterways. Inspire all people to show care for the world you have made. Lord, in your mercy. You show no partiality. Increase justice in all nations. Encourage leaders and governments to work with one another for the good of the common world. We especially pray as we celebrate Labor Day. Unite us in seeking the health, safety, and dignity of all. Lord, in your mercy, hear. You accompany those who are most in need. Shelter all fleeing violence or persecution. Protect any who are in danger and sustain them through uncertain and unstable times. Lord, in your mercy, you support the work of your disciples. Continue to nurture the leadership and ministries of this congregation. And today we remember those who are in need of our extra prayers. On this day we remember before you Chad Cooker, Eric Bigness, Judy Lang, Gary Weidenfield, Curtis Stover and family, Tim Brainerd, Rosemary Stickrod, and Teresa Copps. Lord, in your mercy. You embrace all who have died in the faith and brought them to your glorious resurrection. We pray and thank you for the example and rejoice in their lives. Lord, in your mercy. Receive these prayers, O God, and those in our hearts known only to you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us share with one another in a peace sign or an ear high five. Peace with your neighbors. At this time, we will receive our offering in the mission and ministry. You can give online at the PayPal link on our Vanco app or dropping it in the offering plate in the back on your way out or mailing a check to the church. We appreciate all of your good gifts as they further the sharing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You may be seated. Let us pray. God of goodness and growth, all creation is yours, and your faithfulness is firm as the heavens. Water and word, wine and bread, these are signs of your abundant grace. Nourish us through these gifts that we might proclaim your steadfast love in our communities and in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our strength and our song. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, forever and ever. Amen. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, bless you and keep you in eternal love.
Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.